我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的天父，今天我们都来到你的面前，不管我们已经是基督徒，还是还没有信主的人，让我们同被这位圣灵所感动。愿无神界的圣灵今天降临到我们这里，让我们的教会有一个新的开始，让我们每个人的生命有一个新的开始，让我们在这里真正的经历你的同在，你向我们显现，我们需要你。灵饥渴，我们的生活没有希望，我们需要有一个目标。主啊，只有你自己能帮助我们。亲爱的天父，今天这个聚会我们恭敬交在你的手中，奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。我们已经讲了圣灵就是神。
We've talked about Holy Spirit is God.
我们也讲了圣灵的工作。
And we've also talked about the works of the Holy Spirit.
今天我要讲一个很重要的题目，圣灵怎么进入到我们每一个人的心中。
Today I want to talk about a very important topic, and that is how does Holy Spirit fill us?
圣灵充满是怎么一回事？
What does it mean to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
大家不知道是不是知道基督教有两个很重要的节日。
Do you know that in Christianity there are two very important festivals?
一个是圣诞节。
One is Christmas.
一个是复活节。
The other is Easter.
还有一个节日也是非常重要的。
And there's a third one which is also very important.
这就是今天我们要讲的那个节日。
And that's what we want to talk about today.
你知道什么节日？
Do you know what that is?
五旬节是犹太人的名字，我们称它叫圣灵降临节。
It is in the Jewish name is called the Pentecost. It is the day when the Holy Spirit descended.
为什么叫它五旬节？
Why is it called Pentecost?
我们先讲讲犹太人的这个历史。
Let's talk a little about the Israelites' history.
犹太人有三个节日非常重要。
They have three festivals that are very important.
第一个是逾越节。
And one is the Passover.
第二个就是五旬节。
And second one is the Pentecost.
从逾越节到五旬节有五十天。
And between Passover and Pentecost, there were 50 days.
所以这个五旬节名字就是这样来的。
And that's how they're called the day of Pentecost.
大家知道逾越节跟复活节很近。
And you know that Passover and Pentecost, the days are very close by.
所以逾越节一般都是在四月份。
And Passover generally is around April.
五旬节经过五十天以后呢，一般在六月份。
And after 50 days, the day of Pentecost generally falls on the beginning of June.
六月份是一个很好的一个季节。
And June is a very good time of the year.
天气非常暖和。
The weather is warm.
大家都开始旅行了。
And everybody's begin their traveling.
所以这个人特别多。
And so there are lots of people around.
所以按照犹太人的历史。在五旬节的时候，在耶路撒冷人非常多。
So according to the Jewish history, during the Pentecost time, there are many travelers around Jerusalem.
好多人是从外国来的。
And there are many foreigners there.
所以这次在我们这看到《使徒行传》记载，好多人从各个地方来到耶路撒冷。
And so what we see recorded in the book of Acts is there are lots of other outsiders traveling in Jerusalem.
就像我们今天一样，我们到处去旅行，都跑到这个洛杉矶到纽约。
Just like today, many of us will travel to Los Angeles or New York.
犹太人为什么要纪念这个五旬节呢？
Why does the Jews want to remember this day of Pentecost?
因为这是摩西在西乃山上接受律法的时候。
Because that is the time when Moses on Mount Sinai received the Ten Commandments from God.
当然不是非常精确，但是他们用这个时间来纪念摩西的律法。
Of course, it isn't a very accurate day, but it's around this time that they used to remember Moses receiving the laws from the God.
当耶稣复活以后
，After Jesus resurrected,
他有四十天的时间在世界上
，and he was on earth for another 40 days.
跟很多人显现。
He appeared to many people.
然后他要求他的门徒等待。
Then he asked his disciples to wait.
等待什么呢？
And what did he ask them to wait for?
就是等待圣灵的降临。
And it is to wait for the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
复活节以后四十天，耶稣升天了。
After 40 days, Jesus rose up above.
那些门徒他们就在一个房间，在耶路撒冷的一个楼房上面。
And the disciples are gathered together in an upper room in Jerusalem.
当时有120个人。
And there were 120 of them.
他们祷告。
They prayed.
他们等待。
And they waited.
他们等待了多少天呢？
How many days do you think they've waited?
十天。
They waited for 10 days.
就是总共加起来正好50天。
And so all together add them up 40 plus 10, that's 50.
就在五旬节那天。
And on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵从天上降下。
The Holy Spirit descends from heaven.
这就叫圣灵降临节。
And that's called the day when the Holy Spirit descended.
五旬节发生了两件大事情。
And two important things happened on this day of Pentecost.
第一件事情就是这个圣灵从天上降下，从此以后他就一直在地上。
And the first thing is that that was the day Holy Spirit descends upon earth, and from that point on, he stays on earth.
在我们中间，在各个地方。在等待着进入每一个人的心中。
And he was waiting to enter into everyone's heart.
第二件重要的事情，在五旬节，就是基督教的教会诞生了。
And the second thing that began to happen is the revival of the Christian church.
Church 诞生了，不是 revival， 是真正开始了。
The birth of the Christian church.
今天已经2000年了。
Today it's been over 2,000 years.
我们也是一个教会。
This is a church here also.
你想过吗？这是一件非常值得我们思想的一个问题。
Have you ever thought about this? This is something to ponder upon.
全世界各地基督教的教会诞生了。
The Christian church gave birth throughout the world.
每一个教会就像我们一样，我们的组织非常简单，你可以来，你也可以不来。
And our organization is very simple. Every church is like this. You can come or you don't have to.
今天你愿意来你就来，你明天不愿意来就不来。
If you want to come today, you may. And if you don't wish to come tomorrow, you don't have to.
有的时候教会受到逼迫，如果你要去做礼拜，还要给你造成麻烦。
And sometimes the Christians get persecuted. That you may get into trouble for going to church.
两千年了，基督教的教会。不仅没有停止，它一直在发展，在壮大。
And yet, after 2,000 years, not only have not the churches ceased, but they've grown stronger.
很多人来做礼拜以后又不想来了。
And many people who they come to church for a while, then they don't come anymore.
他们说太 boring 了。
And they think everything the events is too boring.
坐在那里就这样听。
That you just sit there and listen.
但是还有很多人他继续愿意来。
But there are also many others who continue to come.
我看到有一位从国外受洗回到中国去的一位姐妹，她做一个见证。
And there's this testimony of a sister who was baptized in the States and returned to China.
她回到北京，她在马路上看到一个教会，她想去做礼拜。
And she was walking along and saw a church and wanted to go in.
结果礼拜堂里面已经坐满人，不能再坐人。
But the church was already filled and there was no more seats.
在外面也坐满人。
And outside the seats.
不是坐满，是站的人。
And outside were standing room only that was filled too.
所以他实在没办法，他怎么？他等一个小时。
And so she waited for a whole hour.
等这个第一个礼拜做完了。
She waited for the first service to be over.
所有人出来，然后那些人再进去。
Therefore, the people to come out, and then the second service began.
她去抢位置。
And so then she occupied a seat.
可以抢比较好的位置。
So she could occupy a better seat up front.
这就是今天的中国大陆。
And that's how the church in China today is.
今天我们这里不需要抢位置。
Now today you don't have to fight for seats in this church.
这是什么样的道理？
Why is this?
你想过没？怎么可能一个非常松散的组织，没有什么好像？管理，有的人说这个基督教的教会最简单。是的，你随时都可以来，随时都可以走。
Have you ever thought about this? Why is an organization such as a church that there's really no organization at all?
昨天我们这个在公园里举行这个野餐。
Yesterday we had a picnic in a park.
你也可以随便来，你也可以随便走，你也可以随便吃。
And it was the same. You can come as you please and eat what you want.
你是免费的吃。
It was free.
但是总有人要付钱的。
But somebody has to pay.
总有人愿意付钱的。
There are also those who are willing to pay.
总有人愿意去服务的。
There are also those who are willing to serve.
总有人愿意去出代价的。
And there are also those who are willing to pay the price.
什么道理？
Why is it?
这就是圣灵的工作。
That's because it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵降临在你们中间，
When Holy Spirit descends among you,
你们就必得着能力，就必得着能力。
Oh, then you will gain this power.
所以今天我们要来讲一个非常重要的题目。
So today, this very important topic.
正确的认识圣灵的充满。
How do you accurately know how to be filled with Christ?
关于圣灵充满的这样一个教导，常常引起一些误解。
And about the teaching about Holy Spirit, there's often misunderstandings.
今天在这个基督教会里面，关于圣灵充满这样一个教导，有两种不同的看法，是比较走向极端的。
And today in the Christian churches, the teaching of the Holy Spirit, there are two extremes.
一种极端就是用各种各样的方法去追求圣灵充满。
And one extreme is to use all kinds of means to pursue to be filled with Holy Spirit.
过分强调说方言。
To overemphasize on the speaking of tongues.
你们知道什么叫说方言吗？
Do you know what tongue is? Speaking in tongues.
就是说一种一般人都不能理解的话。
That is to speak in a way that no one can understand.
所以这个在哥林多教会。当时那些人，他们所想象的说方言的，就是说天使的语言。
Therefore, in the Corinthian churches, when they talk about speaking in tongues, they say that is the tongue of the angels.
所以在保罗在哥林多前书十四章二十三到二十四节说，如果有说方言的，至好两个人，至多三个人，却要轮流着说，也要有一个人翻出来。若果没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，对自己和神说就是了。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 27 to 28, it says, "If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at most three shall speak, one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and God."
另外一个极端，就是有意的忽略圣灵的工作。
And the other extreme is to purposely ignore the work of the Holy Spirit.
闭口不谈。
To not talk about it at all.
几乎否认有圣灵充满这件事情。
Or even disowning there is such thing as being filled by Holy Spirit.
今天所以我想讲这样一个圣灵充满的教导非常重要。
Today I want to talk about this filling with the Holy Spirit is very important.
我们既不能偏左，我们也不能偏右。
We should not lean towards the left or to the left, right.
我们要按照正义来分解真理的道。
We need to analyze that in the light of truth.
按照圣经的教导来认识圣灵的充满。
According to the teaching in the Bible, to come and understand what does filling by the Holy Spirit mean.
首先我们要明白一个悔改受洗的基督徒，他里面就有圣灵。
First, we have to understand that one, a Christian who has repented and baptized, then he has the Holy Spirit.
圣经加拉太书三章一节到三节说，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们？我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因为行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
In Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 through 3 it says, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? Are you beginning with the Spirit?Are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
所以我们每一位基督徒，当你一信耶稣，接受耶稣为你的救主的时候，这圣灵就进入到你的心中。
And so for every one of us Christians, when we have received Christ, the Holy Spirit has come into us.
如果你今天你的心中没有圣灵，
If today in your heart you do not have the Holy Spirit,
那么很可能你还没有真正得救。
Then very possibly you have not really been saved.
但是得着圣灵和被圣灵充满，这是两件事情。
But having the Holy Spirit enter into you and to be filled with Holy Spirit are two different things.
Today, we are all Christians.
Today, Today, many of you here already have the Holy Spirit enter into you.
但是不一定每一个人都被圣灵充满。
But not all of you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满也不是只要一次充满就可以了。
And to be filled, it is not to be filled with Holy Spirit once and that's good enough.
要不断地被圣灵充满。
But you have to be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才读了圣经，彼得在五旬节的时候，在使徒行传第二章，门徒们一起被圣灵充满。
We read earlier in the book of Acts chapter 2 that the disciples, the Holy Spirit entered into the disciples.
在使徒行传第四章第八节，他们又被圣灵充满。
And in chapter 4 verse 8, they again been filled with the Holy Spirit.
彼得这个在第四章里面表现出被圣灵充满以后，他放胆，他胆子好大，来讲论神的道。
And in chapter 4, when Peter was filled with Holy Spirit again, he became very bold and preached the gospel.
我们所以可以看到被圣灵充满的一个很重要的表现，就是他有胆量去传福音。
And so we see one of the showing that you have, you're being filled with the Holy Spirit is that you become brave in the preaching of the gospel.
就像这个 Joshua, 他有这个胆量去跟人家传福音。
And just like Joshua mentioned how he could go out and preach the gospel to others.
这就是被圣灵充满的一个表现。
And that is showing that he is filled with the Holy Spirit.
你不要看看这个表现，这很不容易。
That is really not easy.
你试试看，你跑着去跟人家讲，人家叫滚开滚开。
Give it a try and go knock on doors and try to tell people about the gospel.
如果你被人家这样一骂，你脸上肯定要红了，是吧？
And it may be that when you're told to leave, you turn all red.
后来你回到家里，你想一想，好了，我以后再也不传了。
And you might go home and think about it and say, I will never go out that way again.
所以我今天听到 Joshua 的见证，我很受感动。
And so I was very touched with Joshua's testimony today.
他第一次失败了，他第二次再来。
That he failed the first time, but he went out again the second time.
他的脸皮为什么这么厚啊？
Why is his skin so thick?
不是靠自己，是靠圣灵的工作。
Because it's not his work, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天有很多基督徒他们得救了。
Today, many Christians were saved today.
但是他们不敢。
But they don't dare to go out and preach the gospel.
他们甚至为传福音感到难为情。
They may even get embarrassed because, for them to go out and preach the gospel.
特别是在公众场合要谢饭祷告的时候。
Especially in a public place where maybe you have to even say grace for your meal.
这个时候就是一个很好的考验。
Now this is a very good test.
你看看好了，在一起大家正好一个这个聚餐。
You see that at a gathering or a potluck.
有的人头低下来了。
You see some about their head.
旁边一个人马上问他，从前我发现过这样一个情况。
And then I discovered this some time ago, and then someone at the side will immediately ask the person.
他说你怎么搞的？你不舒服啊？
He said, are you not feeling well?
在一个很多人的场合，在一个公众场合，要谢饭祷告不是很容易的。
So when you're in a public place, it's not even easy to bow your head and say grace for your meal.
特别是如果在这个座位上有些重要的人物的时候，你就心里更难了。
Especially if it's at this gathering, there are some important social people.
有的时候这个校长，有的时候这个省长坐在一起，我心里实在觉得我要不要祷告呢？
Maybe it's the school principal or the city mayor and you wonder whether you should pray in public.
你看彼得也是一样的。
Look at Peter, it's the same situation for him.
在以前他只要三个女佣人，在女佣人面前他就不敢承认耶稣了。
And before this, three times, even before a servant girl,He denied God three times.
但是当他被圣灵充满以后，他的胆子就好大好大。
And yet after he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he became very brave.
他在罗马的兵丁面前，他都敢传福音。
He would even preach the gospel in front of the Roman soldiers.
这是何等的改变呢？
What great change is this?
我们就要每个人都要像 Joshua 那样。
So we all need to be like Joshua.
首先你要被圣灵充满。
First, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你没有圣灵充满，你没有这个胆量。
Because if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have this courage.
很多人要去 Pullman 去传福音。
Pretty soon, many of us will be going to the Pullman.
很重要的一点，每个人，我希望你们都要被圣灵充满。
And one very important thing is that I hope every one of you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你这样你就带着能力去传福音。
Then you're going out there to preach the gospel with power.
不是靠你自己的本事，你唱歌唱得多少好。
It is not depending on how good you sing.
不是说你这个见证多到生动感动人家。
And it is not because of how touching your testimony is.
是靠圣灵从你身上表现出来。
You have to rely on the Holy Spirit with Him showing revealed through you.
如果你里面没有圣灵，人家很快就能够看出来。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can be seen through very easily by others.
你相信这一点吗？
Do you believe this?
今年美国总统这个选举。
This is the year where we're going to elect the president of the U.S.
我听到有一位总统，他在这个演说的竞选的总统啊，不是已经当总统。他竞选的时候，他要知道下面有很多基督徒，他要希望大家能够基督徒来选举他，他就讲了一句话。
One of the candidates in his speech, he knew that in that gathering there were lots of Christians in the audience, so he wanted them to vote for him. So this is what he said.
他说，我是基督徒。
He said, I am a Christian.
我最喜欢的一节圣经是约翰福音。本来我知道他想讲三章十六节。
My favorite Bible verse is in the book of John, and I knew that he initially wanted to say John 3:16.
大家都知道三章十六节是神爱世人。
And you know that John 3:16 says God so loved the world.
但是他不知道是他紧张，还是他自己肯定对圣经不很熟悉。
I don't know whether he was too nervous or maybe he didn't know his Bible well enough.
他说我最喜欢的一节圣经是约翰福音十六章三节。
And he said I like John 16:3.
我看下面的人反应不是很明显。
I didn't see a great reaction from the audience.
但是我知道这个16:3完全不一样。
But I know John 16:3 talks about totally different things.
你知道十六章三节怎么讲吗？
Do you know what it says?
我念给你听。他们这样行，是因为未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。
John 16:3, they will do such things because they.Have not known the Father or me. That's it, right?
他正好不是基督徒。
And it's not a Christian.
我们不去评论他，对不起，我今天不是来评论。我们传福音也要注意这个。如果你真里面不是真诚的，你一讲话就会漏嘴了。
And we're not trying to criticize him today. But what we want to say is that if you truly If you're not true to yourself, you'll be seen through easily.
Yeah, very good. 这个今天时间不多，我简单讲一讲圣灵的充满的重要性。
And next, I want to talk about the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
你在罗马书第七章看到一个保罗的自我的描述。
And in the book of Rome, chapter 7, we can see one description of Paul of himself.
罗马书第七章是保罗一个非常真实的内心世界的一个表现。
It is in a book where he reveals himself totally.
他告诉我们一个什么情况？
And this is a situation he revealed to us about him.
他告诉我们，他想做，做不到。
He said what he wants to do, he cannot do.
他知道，他从他心里知道什么是应该去做的，但是不知道什么原因，他不能去做。
So he knows in his heart what is good for him, but he doesn't know why he cannot carry them out.
他知道什么是错的，他并且决定不去做，但是不知道什么原因，他又去做了。
He knows what is wrong and he decided not to do it. And yet he doesn't understand, but somehow he went ahead and do it.
他感到非常痛苦。
So he felt very burdened.
所以在罗马书七章二十四节，他说：“我真是苦啊。”谁能救我脱离这去死的身体？
So in verse 7, chapter 7, verse 14, he felt very burdened. He wondered how he could be saved from that state.
在罗马书七章十八节说，他立志行善，有的我，只是行出来，由不得我。
And in Romans chapter 7, verse 16, he says, I know that nothing good lives in me.That is in my sinful nature. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
今天很多基督徒实际上就处在这样一个环境。
And today many Christians are living in this state.
我想做这个，我想做那个，但是你做不到。
Says I want to do this, I should do this, and yet they cannot carry it out.
今天基督徒听道听得好多了。
And Christians today they have listened to many sermons.
是做不出来。
But they cannot act it out, live it out.
就是保罗给我们一个形象。
And this is what Paul reveals to us.
保罗也有这样一种痛苦。
He also has this kind of suffering.
一种内心的挣扎。
That a struggle in himself.
怎么办？
What do we do with it?
罗马书第八章回答了这个问题。
And in chapter 8 of Romans, it answers this.
罗马书第八章关键的一个字就是圣灵。
And the key word here is Holy Spirit.
在罗马书第八章里面20多次提到圣灵。
And in this book, it mentioned Holy Spirit over 20 times.
圣灵进到我们里面，圣灵充满我们，圣灵要改变。
It talks about Holy Spirit entering into us. It will fill us and it will change us.
今天我们基督徒做，不是靠自己，不是靠自己来做好事。
Today, what we want to do, how we live, we cannot depend on ourselves.
刚才教授啊讲了一点非常精彩的东西。他说他在那里经过十个星期，他学到最重要的一点。
And one thing Joshua mentioned earlier, one of the most amazing things is he spent 10 weeks in Tahoe and he learned one thing.
就是一个字叫英文叫 brokenness.
And it's the word brokenness.
中文就是破碎。破碎，把你自己的一个内心破碎掉。
And it means to break down your heart.
不要再逞强，不要以为你能做什么。
So that you're no longer proud to think that you can do everything.
你只有这样一个破碎的心，让圣灵进到你里。
It is only when you have such a broken heart can Holy Spirit enter into your heart.
今天为什么很多人圣灵没有充满？
Why is it that today many do not have the Holy Spirit being filled in them?
你的心没有破碎。
It's because you have not broken your heart.
你太相信自己。
Because you have so much faith in yourselves.
你觉得你能做这个。
You think you can do most things.
你能做那个。
And you can do that.
在圣经以弗所书五章十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 it says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
要被圣灵充满是一个命令。
And to be filled with the Spirit is a command from God.
是一个现在时态的命令。
It is a command in the present tense.
意思说你要不断地被充满。
That means you have to be continuously to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你要去被圣灵充满。
You shall be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有人说啊，每个人的心里都要充满一点东西。
And we say all our hearts need to be filled with something.
是不是这样的？
Is that true?
有的人心里充满了酒。
Some hearts are filled with wine.
为什么要充满酒？这个酒能够给他一点兴奋。
Because the wine may excite them.
他没有酒就好无聊了。
Because they get bored without the wine.
有的人心里充满了电视，要看很多片子。
And some people's hearts are filled with TV programs.
没有 TV 他就没有意思了。
And without TV programs, they're bored.
有的人心里充满了孩子，他就是为孩子而活。
And some people's hearts are filled with their children. They live only for their children.
有的人心里充满一些论文，他要发表好多论文。
And some of the hearts are filled with all kinds of theses. They want to publish a lot of theses.
还有的人心里充满了国家。
国家？
国家。
哦，是国将。
国家一个
nation。Nation. Some's hearts are filled with nations.
他要为国家牺牲自己。
They want to sacrifice themselves for the country.
所以我们中国大陆有句话叫胸怀祖国。
Okay. So there's this Chinese idiom.
Difficult to translate, no problem. 还要放眼世界。
And you have to look around throughout the world.
每个人心里都要充满点东西。
Everyone's heart has to be filled with something.
心里不充满东西，你就没有值得活了。
If it's not filled with something, then the life is not worth living.
今天我们很多在座的人充满了美国梦。
And many of us here may be filled with American dreams.
所以我们都来了。
And that's why we're all here.
没有一个人例外。
And no exception here.
一个基督徒心里要充满什么？
What should a Christian's heart be filled with?
要充满圣灵。
It needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵进到我们里面，我们就能够真正的明白神是谁。
When Holy Spirit enters into us, then we can truly understand who God is.
当圣灵进到里面，我们就做事情就非常自然了。
Then everything we do comes naturally.
现在我们很多人做好事，要做给神看，要做给人看，做得好困难呐。
Now when we try to do something good, we're doing it to show God, to show others, and it makes it very difficult.
所以有一位牧师讲，我们现在很多基督徒就好像一部汽车里面没有汽油。
And so there was this one pastor said, many Christians today are like a car, like an auto without gas.
所以要自靠自己来推啊，来推这部汽车。
And it needs us to do the pushing.
他们一直在问啊，怎么那么累啊，怎么那么吃力啊？
And as you push, you ask, why is it am I so tired?
怎么这个礼拜六上午又是 picnic, 晚上又是 rehearsal, 今天又来聚会了。
And so how come we have picnic in the morning, rehearsal, music rehearsal at night, and then today we have service?
你们的活动到底有完没完呢？
Isn't there an end to all your activities?
他们认为要花这么多的力量来过基督徒的生活，这说明什么呢？
When they feel that they have to put in all that kind of effort to live a Christian life, what does that tell you?
这位牧师回答了一句话。
And this pastor gave one answer.
他说，这说明其实我们过的并不是真正的基督徒生活。
That is telling us that we are not really living a Christian life.
对一个一直生长在家乡的人，他讲自己家乡的话有困难吗？
For one who grows up in his hometown, is there any difficulty for him to speak his native tongue?
他需要勉强自己去说家乡话吗？
Does he have to force himself to speak his native tongue?
为什么一个人要用自己的意志来讨神的喜欢呢？
Why do we have to try make our own effort to try to please God?
两个原因。
The two reasons.
第一个可能是他根本没有重生得救。
One is because maybe that person really has not been rebirthed and saved.
所以他没有新的生命可以吸取。
And so he does not have new life that he can draw upon.
第二个原因，他可能已经重生。
The second reason is he may have been reborn.
但是他没有经历圣灵的充满。
But he is not into a state where he is filled with the Holy Spirit.
他心里没有圣灵。
He does not have the new life.
他靠自己来做好。
Because he was depending on himself to do all the good things.
穆迪先生是一位美国非常有名的牧师。
And there's this famous Reverend Moody.
他有一段这样的经历。他说：“我常常求神用他的圣灵来充满我。”
He says, "I often pray for God to fill me with His Holy Spirit."
有一天在纽约市
，And one day when I was in New York,
神将他自己启示给我
，And God revealed Himself to me.
是我经历了神的爱
，allowing me to experience His great love.
这种经历是很真实的，所以他说经历的甚至我不得不求神赶快停止，我受不了了，不要让我再经历了。
And it's to the point that I have to ask him to stop.
从此以后，穆迪先生继续出去传道。
And from this point on, as he goes out and preach,
他说他的讲章没有改变。
He said he hadn't changed his sermons.
他也没讲出更多新的道理。
He did not expound any more new theories.
但是他看到成百成百的人，他们悔改信耶稣。
And yet he saw thousands and thousands of people who have accepted Christ.
穆迪先生说。现在就是把全世界都给我。
And he said, now even if you give the whole world to me,
我也不愿意再回到原来那种光景里。
I'm not willing to return to the state before God revealed himself to me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你要被圣灵充满。
You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你要经历圣灵在你身上的改变。
You want to experience the change that the Holy Spirit can bring you.
你需要里面的动力，而不是外面的表现。
You need a power from within you.
当你里面有一种火热的心，就像乔西啊，他自己愿意去。
And you have a warm heart and you're willing to go out.
而不是你要我去。
And not because God wants you to go.
你知道中文的这个句子，这个顺序一点都不能改变。
You can't change the order in this the Chinese translation.
不是你要我去，而是我要去。
It is not that you want me to go, but that I want to go.
不是你，我们要你这个神要你来做礼拜。
It is not God wants you to come to a Sunday service.
不是神要你去到 Pullman.
It is not that God wants you to go to Pullman.
而是你自己有一个心愿，你要来敬拜神。
But you want to do all that for God.
你要去把福音这么好的福音去跟人家分享。
You want to share this great gospel with others.
很对不起，今天我没有这个时间。
I'm sorry that today I don't have the time.
我 miss 了一个最重要的部分，怎样被圣灵充满。
I missed the most important part about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那只好等下一次。
And maybe next time we'll talk about that.